Live Updates Iowa Caucuses. By Tony Lee on February 3, 2020. Iowans will go their caucus locations to kick off the 2020 presidential election as Democrats desperately try to find a candidate who can beat President Donald Trump. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 1:55 a.m., David Yepsen. 1:47 a.m., Biden campaign manager, tonight was a great night for us. 1:26 a.m. 1:22 a.m., Sanders campaign releases its YAW numbers. 1:15 a.m., Ying. 1:05 a.m. 12:50 a.m., Marianne. 12:45 a.m. 12:35 a.m., Buttigieg opening himself up to mockery. I understand the value of the optics of placing more black voters behind Buttigieg given how he has struggled with the black vote. But putting six, more, in a row on the first row, in Iowa, may just draw more questions and suspicions than change minds. Eugene Scott, at Eugene_Scott, February 4, 2020. 12:30 a.m. 12:27 a.m., Warren Camp thinks Biden a distant fourth. 12:23 a.m., Buttigieg says Iowa has shocked the nation even though they do not know all of the results because, by all indications, we are going on to New Hampshire victorious. Everybody claims a win. 12:21 a.m., Warren. 12:10 a.m., Van Jones says Iowa gave Joe Biden a lifeline. 11:59 p.m., Bloomberg in California during Iowa caucuses. 11:58 p.m. 11:52 p.m., Yang now on stage. 11:50 p.m. 11:45 p.m., Sanders now taking the stage, says today marks the beginning of the end of the Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history. 11:37 p.m. 11:32 p.m., flashback to ballot counting during 2012 Iowa GOP caucuses that screwed Santorum out of getting a win in the critical news cycles right after. 11:31 p.m., Biden trying his best to look like a winner on stage. Warren trying to Bigfoot him. Cable networks airing Biden. 11:27 p.m., MSNBC has Biden number one on its board. 1:26 p.m., new statement from YAW Dems. Looks like they will have to use photos of results in a paper trail to validate results. 1:25 p.m., Biden preparing to get on camera as well. 11:20 p.m., tomorrow morning? 11:19 p.m., Klobuchar first on television. She says her heart is full because she is punching above her weight despite not knowing the final results. 11:15 p.m., Sanders campaign prepared for worst-case scenarios. 11:13 p.m., broad coalition for Sanders. 11:05 p.m. 11:01 p.m., critics pouncing. 10:55 p.m., Jolette Biden HQ, upbeat but subdued. 10:25 p.m., YAW Dem. Party reportedly still doing quality control. 10:02 p.m. 9:40 p.m. 9:30 p.m. 9:20 p.m. 8:48 p.m., Sanders campaign calling Bloomberg an oligarch. 8:42 p.m., in late 2003, John Edwards debuted his Two Americas speech and surged in Iowa. What Yang lacked was a closing argument speech in the final days/weeks of the campaign to convince voters who did not think he could win and didn't want to waste their votes to vote with their hearts. His stump speech basically remained the same. An opportunity missed. 8:25 p.m., from Joel in Iowa, Warren makes her pitch. 8 p.m., doors closed and caucuses begin throughout the state. 7:50 p.m., photos from Joel in Iowa. 7:38 p.m., CNN's first entrance poll of early arrivals found that 35% are first-time attendees. There seems to be fewer first-time attendees than in previous election cycles if the entrance poll is correct. 7:30 p.m., Joel on the ground in Iowa. Caucuses start at 8 p.m. ET. Multiple candidates could declare victory at the end of night as Democrats will report the popular vote in addition to the number of delegates each candidate receives. 7:25 p.m., FWU. 7:15 p.m., watch out for zombie candidates and technical difficulties. 7:10 p.m., activists making cages an issue. 7:05 p.m., sounds confident.